A Strange Christmas Game by Mrs. J.H. Riddle. When through the death of a distant relative, I, John Lester, succeeded to the Martindale estate, there could not have been found in the length and breadth of England a happier pair than myself and my only sister, Claire. We were not such hypocrites as to affect sorrow for the loss of our kinsman, Paul Lester, a man whom we had never seen, of whom we had heard but little, and that little unfavourable, at whose hands we had never received a single benefit, who was, in short, as great a stranger to us as the then Prime Minister, the Emperor of Russia, or any other human being utterly removed from our extremely humble sphere of life. His loss was very certainly our gain. His death represented to us not a dreary parting from one long loved and highly honoured, but the accession of lands, houses, consideration, wealth, to myself, John Lester, Esquire, Martindale, Bedfordshire, while I'm Jack Lester, artist and second-floor lodger at 32 Great Smith Street, Bloomsbury. Not that Martindale was much of an estate, as country properties go. The Lesters, who had succeeded to that domain from time to time, during the course of a few hundred years, could by no stretch of courtesy have been called prudent men. In regard of their posterity, they were indeed scarcely honest, for they parted with manors and farms, with common rights and avowsons, in a manner at once so baronial and so unbusinesslike, that Martindale at length, in the hands of Jeremy Lester, the last resident owner, melted to a mere little dot in the map of Bedfordshire. Concerning this Jeremy Lester, there was a mystery. No man could say what had become of him. He was in the oak parlour at Martindale one Christmas Eve, and before the next morning he had disappeared, to reappear in the flesh no more. Overnight, one Mr. Worley, a great friend and boon companion of Jeremy's, had sat playing cards with him until after 12 o'clock chimed. Then he took leave of his host and rode home under the moonlight. After that, no person, as far as could be ascertained,